at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, you get to actually control the content of the site. So the stuff you see there on the front page, it was put there by listeners like you. You can submit whatever content you want from online. Maybe it's a blog post or YouTube video, and then it appears on the site. Then people can vote it up or down, and in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you think's important and interesting and outrageous or fun or whatever you want to share at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We didn't finish your story, Nemi. We're going to get to that in a moment. Chris is on the line to start things out here in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, folks. How you doing?
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll turn that off there.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Just always sounds better if somebody's holding the phone up to their face. Are you back?
Yeah, right here.
All right, perfect. Go ahead.
Well, my question's for Mark.
Okay.
Now, I understand, Mark, you haven't vaccinated your son at all?
My son has not been vaccinated. That's correct.
No? And have
not in any way, shape, or form.
Really? So, see, we're having a baby here in December, and I'm really torn on the issue right now.
Okay.
I'm thinking right now there might be a few vaccines I'm going to get, but
okay.
I don't know. I just don't want to do the blanket statement, say, yes, I want to do everything, or no, I don't want to do anything. So what sold you, and like, what would be your biggest, I guess, selling point for you?
Well, I'm not trying to sell anybody on it. As a matter of fact, it would be better for me if everybody had vaccines, because then it would increase sort of the herd immunity, and it would be, you know, less of a problem. But so, you know, I'm not, my intention is not to convince anyone. My thought process on it is that A, I had a vaccine. My son is my progeny and yeah. Looks remarkably like me and seems to be just a little tiny me. I had problems with a vaccine, you know, some kind of allergic reaction to a vaccine
right.
And twice. And so I decided that, you know, it's hard to, you know, take a tiny little baby and want to, you know, subject them to this possibility.
Okay.
And,
but that was just one vaccine, though, right? I mean, there's, I don't know how
that's
many
correct.
Dozens, but.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you're basing that on just that one vaccine reaction, adverse reaction right. That you had?
That's correct. That was my experience in that circumstance. And my secondary statement to that is that the Hippocratic Oath says, first, do no harm. What I know for certain is that vaccines have everything has a you know, effects, and some of those effects are going to be negative. Some people die from vaccines. I've heard many anecdotal stories, and you know, most vaccine supporters will say that doesn't count. No, for whatever reason, but. You know, I refuse to accept that information, because vaccine companies don't have any responsibility for their actions. Here's a product, unlike every other product out there, except for the state, products offered directly by the government. Unlike just about every other product for which the manufacturers have no responsibility. I don't like that arrangement. And to me, I think that it, you know, it's likely to turn out bad results. I don't know. And there's a lot of sort of scary stories around vaccines that I don't believe. But
yeah.
It's my job. You know, the Hippocratic Oath says first do no harm. So I decided, well, I guess I'm going to do no harm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I guess my perspective is that, like, I'm going to, you know, one doctor, several doctors, and they have children, you know, birth babies themselves, and they're doing it. I mean, it's like, well, if it's good for them, it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, right? And I don't know,
yep.
Just a few anecdotes that of people having adverse reactions. Because, yeah, before, like even a year or two ago, I was almost totally anti-vaccine. But then
mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been following groups on Facebook and stuff, and I'm just not convinced. And but at the same time, I'm not at all advocating people. You know, some people advocate, you know, creating laws to force, you know, kids to get vaccinated and all that sort of thing because they can't make up their mind on their own, and that's a whole other philosophical debate that I don't need to get into.
I right believe now. Vaccines work, and the question is I can't get any information because no one wants there seems to be no information about on vaccines about how dangerous they are.
Yeah,
and
that's what I wanted to see, a chart that compares, like, if you take this vaccine, your odds of complications are 1 in 1,000, but if you don't, your odds of getting disease are 1 in 10 million. So if you do
right.
that there, what it's clear what you should do, right? So.
Right, and so polio, chances are very, very good, my son, that my son, and anybody in America is never going to come in contact with polio.
No.
However, it's a really bad disease. So And what are the chances of an effect from the polio vaccine? So you have to kind of weigh all these things as a parent. Also, I've seen parents wait a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I can see value in that, too. You know, when I was a baby, my mom basically put me, I think it was like 3 months after being born, I was in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, that makes some sense that you'd want to have vaccinations if your kid's going into daycare at 3 months.
Yeah.
My son's 5 years old, and I don't think he's ever spent the night away from my wife.
Right, yeah. And the thing is, and you homeschool Jack, is that right?
Yeah, he goes to a Waldorf kindergarten.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's more like a playgroup.
Okay. So he wouldn't have necessarily the exposure that a lot of other kids in a typical like public school would have, or the risk of exposure, I guess, to other...
I think it's similar. He's going to, you know, school with... he's in class with, you know, maybe 20 kids.
Do you feel like he's gotten sick a lot, Mark?
Not very often. He's had, you know...
No more than any other kids.
I would say less would be my guess, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong. It's just that anecdotal once again.
Chris, did that answer your question?
It does, yeah. No, that's good. I guess I'm still going to flesh it out, but I just want
to... Good luck with your decisions out there. Appreciate your call tonight at 855-450-FREE.
I think the most important point is do your own research and make your own decision.
Sure. Don't just do what you're told.
Right, exactly.
Some people would say that your research stinks and that the only research is scientific research that's been peer-reviewed. And I kind of feel like the peers have an incentive to review this properly and that we don't get all the information.
Yeah, well, okay, so sure, you can put a bunch of science out there in front of somebody, but nothing's as persuasive as personal experience. I mean, Mark, you got sick taking vaccines.
Twice.
That's really persuasive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to make it so you don't really care what the darn statistics say, right?
Right, and what I find most frustrating is that people will claim the vaccines didn't make me sick. And, so it was a flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
The two times I've taken a flu vaccine is the two sickest times I've been in my life. How many times do I have to, and people have told me, that's not possible. It is not possible. You did not get sick from the flu vaccine.
Yes.
How many times do I have to take the flu vaccine in order to prove to somebody who has no skin in the game...
Yeah.
Right.
That I get sick from flu vaccines. I mean, 102.7 degree temperature is brain cooking.
That's
a fever.
Almost dead.
Yeah.
And these people have the audacity, the temerity to say, oh, no, you didn't get sick from that. Sorry, my conversation with you is over. Unless you can acknowledge my experience and what that was like, I just don't care what you have to say. That's how I feel.
Yep, I'm with you.
So, Nemi, you were in a bar recently in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Yeah, out having dinner.
With some friends.
Yep.
And somehow you came across a hater.
Yeah,
bring us back up to speed on that.
We were out on the patio, a couple of friends and I. And
the hater was nearby?
At a nearby table.
Okay.
And there was someone who was kind of running between the two tables because he had met my friends at Pork Fest or knew them some other way through Liberty Circles. And he said, oh, well, this guy over here, he really doesn't. He hates Keeniacs.
Mm.
I was like, oh, well.
Supposedly a friend of Liberty,
really,
but not Keene.
Absolutely. So I was like, oh, you know, well, I live in Keene, and I have had my own evolution and opinion of Keene activism. I'd really like to meet this guy. So I went over, I stuck my hand out, I said, Nemi Jones, good to meet you. And I hear you hate Keeniacs. So
just got right to it.
I just kind of just put
right
it out
the
there.
Chase. Okay.
You know, so what is it that I do as someone who lives in Keene that you hate? Which was really my point. You don't know me.
Right.
You don't know what I do.
Be the same as everyone from
right.
Keene. I mean,
and
everyone's
so,
all obviously
so what
the
I got,
same.
What I got was, I hate that you're so confrontational. It's kind of like the guy who was...
Well, you did confront him.
Well, right. But I said, you know what? I think if someone were saying the things that you say about black people, gay people... Anything. I would hope that if I were presenting a message of hate that was inaccurate at best, or not fully informed, I would hope that someone would challenge me on it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
We'll come back with more here in moments at 855-450-FREE of Nemi's experience with the random hater, the collectivizing that goes on. I've also got an example as well of this.
Great.
855-453. You can take control here and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-936-9285. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-936-9285. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-936-9285. 1-800-936-9285.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Even if you're a hater, you're welcome to call the show.
Especially if you're a hater. Yeah.
If you're a hater, we'd love to hear from you. If you hate the ideas of liberty, or maybe you claim you like the ideas of liberty, you just hate certain people and perspectives and activism types, then we're happy to take your calls. You can bring up anything at 855-453. Plus, we've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. We've got email, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. These are four different ways for you to be kept in touch with Free Talk Live. On Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, we will give you updates during the show and sometimes during the daytime as well. Just, you know, things we think are worth sharing. Questions we might want to ask. You asked apparently a very religious-oriented question that you didn't ask on the air on our website, Mark, and a lot of people have been blowing up that thread
yep.
over at Facebook right now. But if you also want just the most important updates about Free Talk Live, you can sign up for our news updates at news.freetalklive.com. And that'll allow you to sign up for our emails, and you can also connect with Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus all over at news.freetalklive.com.
So there's another thing that's easy to hate out there, and that's jiggly, ugly, unhealthy, subcutaneous fat. And if you want to get rid of fat, well, there's a product I've been taking, and it may work for you. It's called Axia 30. I've been taking it for going on 9 weeks now. I've lost 6 pounds, and I'm excited for losing some more. I'd like to get down to, 180, 175. I almost got up to 200, and I'd like to drop it off. They've got a full 3-month money back guarantee, so if you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. Chamonix is known for their all natural ingredients, so it doesn't make you kind of jittery or weird. You can call 800-543-6613 to get Axia 30. It's working for me. It may work for you. 800-543-6613. You've got nothing to lose but the extra weight, and there is a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You'll get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order if you call 800-543-6613. That's the way to get them. They know that Free Talk Live only has that telephone number, so if you call 800-543-6613, you get the free bottle of Axia 30.
We're talking about Nemi's experience with a hater. She was at a bar in a nearby town and encountered through a mutual friend, apparently, somebody that knew this guy.
Yeah.
Dude claimed that he loves the ideas of freedom, but he hates those Keeniacs.
Those Keeniacs,
and,
man.
Of course, you're from Keene, so you must be just like everyone else.
Yeah, it was kind of a defining moment for me, because I don't think I had really identified as a Keeniac until that point. And I said, it kind of went, I guess I could have. I hadn't really put much thought into it, but I was just like, you know, this guy has never met me. I would dare say he's probably never met the Keeniacs, so I would like to know, you know, what is it that you don't like? Because certainly there's some common ground that I can find with some folks who don't like
You've been critical of a few things.
Certainly, a few things, and there's some common ground there, and so I kind of bebopped over. I'm like, hey, my name's Nemi Jones, I live in Keene, I'm a Keeniac, I'm on Free Talk Live, so what is it that you hate about Keene? And it's like, it's exactly what you just did. It's the confrontational behavior.
Mm.
And I said, you know, if I were making broad brush remarks about blacks, gays, I don't know, women.
You said this to him?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I would hope that someone would challenge my point of view if I'm making assumptions about people that I don't really know. And he didn't really have much to say in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
But he just had this very ugly look on his face. His wife, on the other hand, or the lady that was with him, was very nice to me, shook my hand, introduced herself, but he was so upset that he got up and left just from that exchange, and I didn't get anything.
Did she go with him?
Yeah. I was surprised. I was just like, let him go. Come stay with us.
They probably came in the same car.
We're having a great time. You know, and it was, I've seen plenty of criticisms of Keene activism. Mm-hmm. I've certainly, as you said, I've been critical of some of it myself.
Better they're talking about you than not.
Well, sure. Bad press is good press. Mm-hmm. You know, any press is good press. But I do enjoy having an opportunity to talk with people because maybe they have some suggestions that we haven't thought of, or if there's something
we can always do it better.
Know? Right, exactly. So it was. So I didn't really think. And when
sorry if he didn't like confrontation, but hey, they're the ones confronting us a bunch of violence.
I certainly didn't walk up to him and get in his face. I walked up. I shook his hand. I introduced myself. And so if
you weren't yelling at him.
No, absolutely not. It was
and there's a difference between confronting the people calling themselves the state and being, yelling at somebody or being rude. And I think that we can confront, at least the activists I know, can confront bureaucrats here while still being somewhat polite about it.
Absolutely.
Even though
you
the
guys
bureaucrats,
have it down to a science,
even
really.
Though the bureaucrats are being rude. Now, I have an example of this as well.
Perfect.
So there was an article recently, and I've actually had it in my show prep for a while, but I haven't had a chance to get around to it. There's an article in the local newspaper about Robin Hooding. And this happened right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year is when this article came out. And the guy who writes it is his name is Steve Gilbert. I guess he's one of the I don't think he's an editor. I think he's just one of those editorial writer people, like an opinion column.
This Sentinel certainly likes to print unnamed
this
articles.
One's named. No. This one, okay, so, right. So the difference between an opinion columnist and an editorial piece is usually the unnamed stuff is the editorial piece. That's sort of like the voice of the newspaper's editorial board.
Right.
And, like, in theory, all of the editorial staff signs on to this. That this is the viewpoint of the entire editorial board, mm-hmm. whereas this is an opinion piece by one man.
That's right.
And in this opinion piece, he talks about Free Keen and the Golden Rule. And maybe we can get to the piece itself,
yeah.
but I know that there are other things to talk about here tonight. But just to summarize for you, he claims that Free Keen, the activists that are doing Robin Hooding, which, by the way, some people from Free Keen do Robin Hooding. Other people who do Robin Hooding are not bloggers at Free Keen. But nonetheless, these are details.
Yeah, I'm not a blogger at Free Keen.
Right. These are details that escape. Well, you were talking about it.
I was.
At some point, you may be a blogger.
I'm still talking about it.
But anyway,
but I'm not
people,
presently.
Right.
Go ahead.
There are people who blog at Free Keen who do not Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
There are also people who blog at Free Keen who do Robin Hood. And there are people who do not blog at Free Keen who do Robin Hood as well.
Yes.
So, but, you know, this is a detail lost on the critics.
Yes.
And so this guy writes up this whole piece about how anti Golden Rule Robin Hooding is, which, of course, is the reverse of the truth. The truth is, state is violating the Golden Rule. We can get to that as another discussion. I reached out to this guy who wrote the article, and the reason I'm publicizing this now, and I'm going to write up a blog post about it if I don't hear back from him in a few more days. At some point, I'll write this up as a post at freekeen.com. But I'm just going to summarize the emails that I sent that this guy and I sent back and forth. I'd never talked to this gentleman before.
Mm-hmm.
He writes this lengthy editorial piece, or this opinion piece, that asks a bunch of questions about Free Keen. So I write to him. I said, "Hey, Steve, thanks for the write-up on Robin Hooding. Your article asks a lot of questions about Robin Hooder's motivations. Would you actually like to, or would you like to actually interview Robin Hood James Cleveland to get answers? I'd be happy
or
to introduce
any
you."
Any of them.
Right, but I wanted to offer the big guy, right? Robin
sure.
Hood. So I said, "I'd be happy to introduce you." And I signed it. I put my phone number there. That was it. So he says, "Hey, Ian, I'd be willing to chat. Although I can't say how or if I'd use it in a column." Then he offers to go out to coffee in different locations. And so we kind of go back and forth about, you know, what time's good. Well, I got Pork Fest coming up, so next week's no good for me. And then he's going to be out of town the week after that. And so it was looking like July 2nd was going to be the day, so yesterday. And I'll give you the details on what happened, because I tried following up with him on Monday. I hadn't heard back from him. He was the one who offered to go out to get some coffee with me. So I emailed him on Monday, say, "Hey, you know, what's going on? Are we doing something tomorrow, what time, etc.?" I'll tell you what he said here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here at 855 450 free. We're talking about collectivization of individuals into a group as though that we're all this part of this mass of activists and everybody's the same. 855 450 free, and we'll continue that discussion here in moments. Also, want to invite you to our website. We've got archives, they go back to late 2006. You can download as many of them as you'd like. Each archive has the player built right into its page, so you can easily play it back from our website or hit the download link, or you can share it on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever social networking site you prefer. Go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives for free.
Freedom Fest, it's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. There should be about 3,000 people, up to 3,000 people at this year's Liberty Fest. As a matter of fact, they're going to have a taping of the Stossel show. Is it, what's it called? Stossel?
Stossel.
Just called Stossel.
Yep.
Well, that's inventive. But John Stossel is going to host that. That's going to be on Thursday night, July
11th. You know, you would love to have a show called Mark Edge or something like that.
Edge.
Or the Edge on something.
Edge.
You know, or the Edge of whatever. You know you'd love that,
That'd
Mark.
That'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll leave the guy alone.
You know, when you work for somebody, though, you have to, like he works for Fox News,
yeah.
Business, you have to have, you know, it makes perfect sense that you would brand yourself. I don't work for anybody. Free Talk Live is our show.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You would want to keep that... You would want to brand it as you, that way people would remember your name later as opposed to just the host of Fox and Friends or something.
Right. I mean, so that makes much more sense in that circumstance.
Anyway, Freedom Fest, he's going to be there, and
yep.
They're taping a show live, and it's free to get into that show.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, obviously you have to buy tickets to Freedom Fest if you want to go to the rest of the event, but you can go to that event for free. It's July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. Go check out the website. It's freedomfest.com. I'm excited to be there, and I'm going to be there representing Free Talk Live, doing some interviews, freedomfest.com.
So I had a ridiculous email exchange with somebody, and I didn't even realize this was going to occur. It caught me off guard. I'm not really surprised it happened, but I guess it was caught off guard. I didn't expect it to occur in this way. There was an article written in the local newspaper here in Keene about the Robin Hooding. Now, of course, for those that don't know, if you go to robinhood.freekeene.com, you can learn more. It's a group of activists, including myself, who've gone around and saved people and continue to do this to this day, saving people on a daily basis from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. And this guy writes this article critiquing Robin Hooding as being a violation of the Golden Rule. And all that aside, he had a lot of questions about Robin Hooding and the motivations of the activists behind it. But he never reached out to any of us to actually ask us those questions. So he just kind of opines them in his article, like, well, why do they do, what's their motivation? Well, here we are. I mean, they're not hard to get hold of if you want to ask us a question.
Yeah, you don't know how to find us.
Right, you can come over to the website, you can find out, there's a contact, you know, link, and there's information. Okay, so anybody who wanted to do a little bit of reading could figure out a way to get in touch with us. He didn't do that. So
he's a columnist, and that's kind of their job.
You know, the Sentinel and the entirety of this Robin Hood, I don't believe anyone has contacted any of the six that have been cited for the injunctive relief. I don't believe anybody has been contacted.
Before that happened, Kyle Jarvis did reach out to me. And when he wrote an article, he did get my comment.
Well, I've been less than happy with the Sentinel's, what I would call, unbiasedness.
The Sentinel's notorious for just going to the state and getting the state's comment and then writing their article.
Right.
So I reached out to this guy, and I wasn't mean or nasty or anything like that. I, hey, would you like to talk to Robin Hood? I can hook you up. And then he writes back to me. He ignored my question about meeting Robin Hood or talking to Robin Hood, and he asks me if we can go out to coffee. He suggested going out to coffee. All I originally did was suggest that I could get him in touch with Robin Hood. So he brought up the coffee idea. We started talking about a date. We were both busy because I was going to Porkfest. He was going out of town. Yep. And it was going to be 2 weeks.
You know, you've got a busy schedule, and you're willing to give this guy an hour or whatever to
talk
over coffee.
Pretty generous. So Monday rolls around. I hadn't heard from him. We had talked about doing it on Tuesday. So yesterday, we talked about having this meeting. And so I emailed him again on Monday, and I said, hey, just wanted to ping you back about this. And then he writes back, Ian, having seen the Free Keene website, I think I'll pass. I accept criticism as part of the job, but I'm no fool. I have no emperor's clothes in my wardrobe. Carry on. So I write back and I say, Steve,
I'm sorry. I have no idea what that means.
I'm not sure what you're getting at. What did you see that changed your mind about a chat? It was your idea to meet up, and I'm still happy to do that. No games, and I don't take you as a fool, so I'm confused about your reply. Thanks. He writes back, and he says, sorry, Ian, I'm just not interested. I was willing to chat until others pointed out your website to me. The clothes you dressed me in, the minions crack, quote, the opinions of an ailing dinosaur, unquote. That's not my style. I have no desire to engage. So I write him back.
Fair, accurate reporting, right?
I write him back, Steve, the article you cite, he does cite some quotes from an article at freekeene.com. The article you cite was not written by me. That was Garrett Ian. We are two separate people with different opinions. The three different articles were posted in response to yours, and only one was written by me. Each post has the author attributed. Should you like to read my response, it's this one. And then I link him to my response to his article. Does that help clear things up? Considering that was not my piece that upset you, when and where would you like to meet? Thanks.
Right, and
no response.
This would be like attributing everything that anybody at the Sentinel says to this guy.
Right.
I mean, would he like that?
No, of course not. And I thought about making that point, but I figured I'd wait and see what he said to this and then maybe make that point later on. But he's like, yep, that's it. He's blown me off.
How long has it been since?
It's been 2 days.
Okay.
And three of these emails, the emails after the one where I said, hey, I'm pinging you back, were all in the same afternoon. So it's been, you know, that was where he left this hanging, was when I pointed out, hey, that wasn't my article. That's not fair. I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything nasty about you or your business or whatever. I do think it's an ailing dinosaur. But, you know, that wasn't my article.
Did he call, Garrett Ian called the Sentinel an ailing dinosaur?
I believe he was referring to the Sentinel, but I'm not sure. I don't have the context around it right now.
I mean, name-calling this gentleman an ailing dinosaur is kind of a...
Maybe it was personal. I don't know, Mark. I don't have that in front of me, and I didn't read that closely. So all I did was I searched Free Keene for the text to figure out where that came from, because he made that quote, and it wasn't my piece.
You're right. I mean, you'd know if you wrote it.
So there I was, trying to reach out
ailing,
to this guy.
Ailing dinosaur is more accurate to point at
the paper.
Newspaper.
I agree.
How many likes do you have on Facebook versus the Sentinel?
You mean Free Keene?
Freekeen?
Freekeen is close to this. We're about 500 likes away from the Sentinel now.
So nearly
we're gaining, slowly gaining on this.
As a news source, it has as many likes on Facebook nearly as
That's correct. As the 100-plus-year-old newspaper, Freekeen, which is since
Isn't that the oldest newspaper in America?
No, it's the fifth oldest continuously published newspaper in the United States since its founding in March of 1799.
Wow.
In 1860, a large interest in the paper was purchased by George Ticknor, who edited it until his death in 1866. So I think they still had dinosaurs in 1799, so I don't think an ailing dinosaur is... Is that bad? And
but
we called the Sentinel the Slantinel long before the Free Staters arrived here, and it is as consistent. I mean, there's just
this is an embarrassing email.
It's just no journalistic integrity.
This is no human integrity. I mean, come on.
Down.
I'm not the guy who wrote the article, dude.
Right.
And I reached out to you to give you, you know, my opinion. You asked what the motivation of free this again. I'd love to read this piece for you, but we don't have enough time to get into it, so I'll leave it in the show prep for another night. But it's of course coming from this perspective that Freekeen is like this entity, that it has some sort of monolithic opinion, that it's a person or something like that. And no, Freekeen.com is a blog site with something like a dozen bloggers on it. And each of those people are different.
Right. It's like having a newspaper with more than one columnist. And those columnists have different opinions. You
not
think a
Sentinel.
Columnist would figure this out?
Not at the Sentinel. Not
it's incredible.
At the
I was just blown away by this.
He could understand it if he chose to. He chooses not to.
It's like willfully putting your head in the sand.
I called him on
ignorance. Active ignorance.
Yeah, and then I call him on it, and then, I'm just not going to respond.
Just stick my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 I can't hear you. I have my ideas, and I'm going to stick with my hate. Thanks
very
much.
That's how ignorance moves to active ignorance. When you're shown that you're wrong,
no one wants to see that.
You no longer engage.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. The young lady arrested for water and ice cream. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. I actually found out today that Newegg carries vaporizers. I had no idea. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can go to Amazon. There's Newegg there. There's some other businesses. When you click into the links that you see at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So whatever you're looking to buy, they probably have it at one of those stores. Amazon certainly has a bunch of stuff. And if actually if you buy your stuff through Amazon, Free Talk Live gets the biggest cut there. It's a great deal for us. Go start your shopping at Amazon. Excuse me, shop.freetalklive.com and click on the appropriate Amazon link for you to get started. So 855-450-FREE, that's toll free. You can bring up anything you want. Nemi, there's a news story I had in my prep. You brought the same story in here tonight. I've actually had it for a couple of days. And I haven't even teased it until tonight, so let's make sure we pay it off.
I'm pretty excited that we didn't talk about this until tonight because I've really wanted to bring this up.
Okay,
this is from the Daily Caller, dated June 29th. A University of Virginia student spent a night and a good part of the next day in jail after 7 plainclothes agents from the state's Alcohol Beverage Control Division ambushed her. The student, 20-year-old Elizabeth Daly, made the mistake of walking to her car with bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream in a dark supermarket parking lot near the UVA campus, reports the Daily Progress. The 7 agents sprung aggressively into action, suspecting that the student was carrying a 12-pack of beer. She was actually carrying a sky blue carton of LaCroix sparkling water. Police admit that one of the high-strung agents vaulted onto the hood of Daly's car.
Jeez!
So they admit that. She contends that one of them also drew a gun. It's not clear.
You know, these people are out of their minds.
Mark, we have to stop these college kids from drinking.
You know, in 1989, I was arrested for murder. 2 cops came into the place where I was working. Neither of them pulled any guns. They walked me out. I don't even think they put me in handcuffs. They gave me the opportunity to lock the store up where I was working.
Wow.
I mean, this is an arrest for murder.
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing to a woman for buying beer.
No, not even that.
Or well, that's what they thought.
Right, but this is the accusation.
That's right. So it's not clear what about Daly's appearance gave the 6 police officers the belief that they had probable cause to confront her en masse. So she, along with her 2 roommates who were in the car, did what reasonable, unarmed people usually do when violently pounced upon by 7 people. They tried to get away.
Right. Quote, also, they're not really in, they're like not terribly uniformed, right?
No, they're plain clothes.
Oh, man.
They were not showing identifiable badges after they approached us, but we became frightened as they were not in anything close to a uniform, Daly said in a written account, according to the Daily Progress. Quote, I couldn't put my windows down unless I started my car.
It would have been frightening even if they were in a uniform, but anyway, I get the point.
And when I started my car, they began yelling to not move the car, not to start the car. They began trying to break the windows.
Oh
my roommates and I were terrified.
That's harrowing.
According to court records obtained by the Charlottesville paper, Daly, quote unquote, grazed two agents with her vehicle. At this time, the records state the unidentified passenger in the front seat of her SUV was yelling, go, 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 and simultaneously diving into the back seat.
She grazed the cops? Is she facing felony charges?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Once the three students managed to make it out of the parking lot, they called 911. Daly testified that her goal was to drive immediately to a police station. However, she was stopped by a vehicle with identifiable sirens and lights. She had just left a Take Back the Night vigil on the famous campus founded by the man who drafted the Declaration of Independence. Now, Take Back the Night is rape prevention.
Okay.
She was eventually able to explain that she had purchased the water and junk food for a sorority benefit. She also apologized. The seven alcoholic beverage control agents
people
were not
so
satisfied.
Apologetic for not doing anything wrong.
They charged Daly with three felonies, one count of eluding police, two counts of assaulting law enforcement. In Virginia, each of these Class 6 felonies carries up to 5 years in prison and up to $2,500 in fines. The seven agents then had her hauled to the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail. The incident occurred April 11th. Charlottesville Commonwealth's attorney Dave Chapman deigned to drop the criminal charges this week. So finally.
After she spent 36 hours in a jail.
That's tough, man.
Says you don't know all the facts until you complete the investigation, Chapman told the Daily Progress in defense of his own actions and the actions of the alcohol beverage control agent. How can you defend this?
Look, lady, we're trying to stop college kids from having beers.
It's unclear why Chapman's investigation took some 80 days. The Charlottesville broadsheet also does not mention how much Daly paid her defense attorney, Francis Lawrence.
Hmm.
A spokeswoman, for the Alcoholic Beverage Control's regional office.
Yeah, that's who
lawyer.
Always comes out in the head on these things is the attorneys.
Yep.
Even if the state drops the charges.
Who do you think wrote the laws?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think they wrote them?
Yep. Refused to provide details other than saying that the Bureau's agents cunningly wear plain clothes. She said, Daly.
And jump on people's cars and like
and
wave
guns
around. And
right. It doesn't look like a carjacking at all. This is standard operating procedure.
Some kind of weird gang violence or something.
You know, this has been an extremely trying experience, Daly wrote in her statement. It is something to this day I cannot understand or believe has come to this point.
That's what I imagine when someone's jumping on a car. It sounds like some crazy monkey.
What I would love to see her do is do what Daryl Perry did and sue for an apology.
Yeah, and then that didn't go anywhere.
You get
and
your
then
day
Daryl
in court.
Paid, no, he didn't. It got thrown out of court. Was he in court briefly?
I believe he was.
He was
in court for
briefly,
that.
But it got thrown out before the hearing happened because no standing. Almost every time you file suit against the state, it'll be thrown out for no standing.
Yeah.
Almost every time. Oh, sorry, we've got immunities. We've granted ourselves immunities. You can't sue us.
But if you were
sure, we scared the S out of you, lady, and we were wearing
we were
plain clothes.
We were completely wrong.
And, yeah, totally in the wrong about that. But you know what? We're just trying to stop you college kids from having a beer. I mean, can't you get behind that? This is about our children, Nimmy.
You know what? I say let the girl drink a beer. She certainly has earned one.
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. These police need to get a life because every one of these damn cops drank underage. Every one of these cops. Next time you see a cop, ask him the question.
Yep, that's a good question. Now, you've asked Jason Short that of Keene PD, right?
I've asked multiple police that question. A lot of times they like to bat that one away.
Yeah, they don't. They kind of snicker and it's like, oh, well, that doesn't really count. It only counts when you're wearing the badge and pointing the gun at someone else.
Yeah. It only counts if you get caught. Then it's illegal.
If you point a gun, I'm sorry, a police officer that's pointing a gun at a person coming out of a grocery store that they suspect for having a 12-pack of beer should be fired and jailed.
Yep. He probably got a commendation
and
promotion.
And not permitted to carry firearms anymore.
Ever
it's
again.
Crazy.
Right.
It's a crazy story.
And I don't advocate for disarming anyone, but I think if you're going to abuse a firearm in that way and scare the bejesus out of people, you should not have a weapon.
And I'm sorry. Are we supposed to believe that this young lady, had she been a year older, she's 20 when this happened, had she been a year older, would all of a sudden be so much more responsible with her drinking. Oh, now she's 21, so, oh, it's totally legal for you to have this piece of glass with an alcoholic fluid in it, which actually was just bottled water in the first place.
The first time, my 21st birthday, I went to the corner store, and I was absolutely livid that the guy didn't card me. It's like, you mean to tell me that I could have come in here yesterday and gotten a sixer?
Apparently.
So that's, you know. But what I'd also like to say, too, is if you're in a city situation and seven people jump on your car and you're armed, the use of force in defense of your life is reasonable. To be scared out of your wits is absolutely reasonable. Her response here, absolutely reasonable.
You know, I was so pleased when I was in Jaffrey District Court several months ago. I happened to be there to support Michelle Seven when she was here going to court, and I was there, you know, we were there beforehand and watching what was going on in the court hearing. There were actually people in there who hadn't pled guilt, like they hadn't taken a plea deal. There were two guys who were defending themselves pro se in court. Against like a raucous party charge or something like that, underage drinking, or I don't know, there's some sort of catch-all charge for people that throw parties that underage people come and drink at. And these guys were defending themselves as though, hey, you know, we didn't know who was there drinking, or we had a guy carding, and et cetera, et cetera. So they're trying to explain that they were covering their bases. It was just nice to see somebody standing up for themselves. But it was also embarrassing to watch the police and, you know, watch them get up officer after officer and testify about how, you know, they're doing their jobs trying to put a stop to underage drinking. And it's just so hypocritical. It's so outrageous. It's so counterproductive. It's so stupid, you know, to saddle young people with criminal records at age 18, 19, 20, or younger in some cases. Saddle them with criminal records for doing what everyone in America, for the most part, has done.
And generally speaking, there is no alcohol education in America. At no point was
nothing
I
worthwhile.
Taught, you know, nothing worthwhile.
Who's
going to
teach you? Your parents need to teach you, and that's illegal.
I would certainly understand that. I'm not advocating educating kids at public school about alcohol at all.
Yeah.
But I think it's a natural thing that we should be teaching people. This is what happens when you put alcohol in your body. This is a responsible thing to do.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.